You're listening to the Andrea K Show on AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back to the Andrea K Show. Last night we did a little Military Monday segment, and today I sat down with my buddy Kalyan Pokola to talk to him a little bit about some service that he does for the military. Welcome back to the Andrea K Show. It's Tuesday night here. That means it's my business night. AK does business. Although last night on the Andrea K Show, which I have Military Mondays, I was reporting to you guys a story from Ash Carter, I can't even hardly remember, the Future Force Plan. It's all supposed to sound so scientific and so fabulous in terms of what they're going to be doing to the DOD, which is basically some new plan to outsource high-ranking positions in the DOD to civilians who didn't come up through the ranks. It's the ripple effect will be many, part of which what will be is we will have, obviously we're going to have fewer career paths in terms of long-term career. I can't remember the military term for people who stay in for life. We already have 20,000 or so, I think is the number in San Diego, of military retirees every year. The average age is late 30s. These are highly skilled people. These are people that are used to running command units, basically running their own operations. And so they are come out, they're ready for the next phase of their career. Many of them want to go and work for some of the amazing companies we have here in San Diego. But because they were also, many of them were running commands, the natural fit for them would be to start up and run their own business. And so there's so many organizations that help them transition from military to civilian life. And what they really need is a good small business attorney to help them with that as well. And so that's why I wanted my buddy Kalyan Pokola from Pokola Law to come on and talk about that tonight. Kalyan, when you're dealing with somebody who's coming out of the military, is wanting to start a business, how do you help them? How do you advise them?
Well, first off, I think we talk about what they're doing and like what they'd like to do, what their end game is and what their short-term goals are. And a lot of people, they have great, great plans and great ideas for businesses, but they just don't know how to make those dreams a reality. And what I really appreciate is they obviously, if you're coming out of the military, you have a strong work ethic and you understand the chain of command. But it's hard because you're coming out of the public sector and you're going to the private sector and there's no chain of command. You're actually an army of one.
Right.
And I think that what I do is I sit down with you and I sit down and I often bring in a CPA. I have a couple of two or three CPAs in the local area that are willing to come meet with me also. And I always ask my clients, the very first thing I ask them is I say, who's your CPA? And I said, the big issue is, you know, you have your idea, but next thing we need to do is we need to make sure we have the right business entity for you tax-wise. So, you know, in terms of in San Diego, we have 236,000 veterans here in San Diego. It's the third largest number of veterans in any county in the entire country.
Wow.
Only LA County and Maricopa County in Arizona have a higher number of veterans in them. And, you know, they come out and they are a big part of the population and they need assistance. They need assistance needing to know what type of business entity they should be, whether they should even be a business entity right away. Maybe they should be a sole proprietorship at first. And really, I want to make sure that they have all the tools at their disposal to succeed. So what I often do is, especially if you're a military member, I'm willing to, you know, take payment and payment plans, and I like to affectionately call it, as long as you plan to pay me, payment plans. And, you know,
like
as long
that.
As you're paying the down payment, you know, the down payment for a filing fee, I'm totally willing to sit down with you and work with you. And, you know, for some people, they come in and they need to be an LLC, and sometimes they need to be an S corporation, and I'm able to explain the difference between the two and which one is the best option for my client.
And do you work with them also on trademark and copyright and okay.
So my business is a one-stop, my office, I'm a small business owner myself. That's why I give back to small business owners and I get to give back to veterans at the same time. So I get to thank them for their service and I need to make sure that, you know, hey, their little army, you know, their little Navy, their little Air Force, whatever, you know, branch of the service that they come out of, that I can help them really start their business on the right foot. And that helps you succeed right off the bat because you know what type of formation you're supposed to be. you have a good accountant on your team. The accountant's one of the best people you can have. And in some ways, I mean, it's better than even, you know, a lawyer. And because they know what all the numbers are. Mm-hmm. And if you know exactly what your numbers are, you know how to make sure that you succeed going forward.
Right. And it's kind of like, to use a military analogy, it's kind of like you help them come up also with a good ground game with tactics and strategies so that they can achieve the end goal. Because, you know, it's great to have the abilities that they have and the skill level and the ideas and the vision. But what they don't necessarily have coming out of the military is a business understanding. So in terms of things like you're talking about, the different tax strategies and everything from what we talk about all the time on the show, licensing and regulations. And, you know, there's so many traps out there for small business owners. And if you don't have somebody who can help you, like to use another analogy, the traps are the landmines. And if you don't have a good small business attorney who can help you avoid them, you're going to be facing disaster at some point.
I try to make sure that not only am I helping you start your business, I also try to make sure that your business continues and survives. And I help you avoid the pitfalls before they become pitfalls. Mm-hmm. And so your company, if I sit there and I say, okay, you want to hire these employees, but let's create an employee handbook and manual for how you deal with employees and you deal with terminations, etc. And if you know that right off the bat, you tell your employees this, rather than it becoming a problem situation, possibly mm-hmm. harassment lawsuit, or mm-hmm. that, you know, that they're trying to work more to get OT, and even though it's not authorized, you know, you talk to me and we make sure that that doesn't happen.
Right. Yeah, because most people think of, whether they're individuals or small businesses, they think of attorneys as somebody that you go to after a problem's happened.
I like to think of it like I'm preventative medicine.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are.
You know, I can also do surgery, you know, and that's, you know, it's significantly more complicated. But if you come to me when the problem's a little problem, your cost is a little.
Right.
Is a little problem.
Right. And, you know, there's lots of great surgeons out there, but, you know, you can come out of surgery with success, but you still got that scar because you had to go through. You had to go through the pain of getting cut open and having that tumor or whatever dug out. And so please avoid that. Call Kalyan Pokala from Pokala Law. Kalyan, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Andrea. You have a great day.
You too.